KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 22 degrees in Atlantic. 22 is also our 24-hour high here at the Anishinaabe Valley's official weather station. We look for cloudy skies with light snow possible this afternoon, a high around 30, and winds southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. In the news, firefighters from Westphalia and at least four other departments responded to a house fire Friday night at around 6:15 p.m. at 107 4th Street in Westphalia. Scanner reports indicated crews from Erling, Panama, Harlan, and Portsmouth were called to the scene. Harlan Fire was first on the scene and reported at the time the roof was the single-family structure was fully engulfed in flames. There were no immediate reports of injuries and no other details currently available. A central Iowa man was injured during a head-on, wrong-way vehicle collision Friday night in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 22-year-old Ryan Evans of Johnston was driving a 2001 Mitsubishi Eclipse eastbound in the westbound lane of Interstate 80, about 2 miles north of the exit to Highway 6 on the east side of Council Bluffs, when his car struck a 2013 Freightliner semi. The accident happened just after 10 p.m. Friday in the right lane of westbound I-80. Following the collision, the car came to rest in the median and caught fire. The semi, driven by 57-year-old Marvin Fiedler of Omaha, came to rest in the west ditch. Fiedler was not injured in the crash. Evans, who was wearing his seatbelt, was flown by LifeNet to UNMC in Omaha. The patrol says the accident remains under investigation, but alcohol does not appear to be a factor in that crash. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department report officers were involved in a pursuit Friday afternoon of a stolen vehicle. The vehicle was seen at around 3:20 p.m. traveling southbound on the South Expressway. The driver eluded officers when they attempted to stop the vehicle, and they pursued it through the city. And at one point, the vehicle left the traveled portion of the road and also drove in the wrong lanes of traffic on two other occasions. Officers were able to follow the vehicle until it went into Omaha, and then they communicated with dispatchers who relayed the information to officers with the Omaha Police Department. A short time later, OPD officers located the vehicle in the 5800 block of South 14th Street. Two suspects were also located in the area and taken into custody. The OPD Auto Theft Unit is handling the investigation. Police had not released the names of those two suspects as of this morning. Deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Friday evening arrested a woman from Pottawatomie County. Officials say 18-year-old Sarah Jeanette Crozen of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 6:20 p.m. following a traffic stop near the intersection of Box Elder, Highway 34, west of Red Oak. Crozen was taken into custody for driving while barred. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Authorities in Montgomery County say deputies with the sheriff's office have apprehended the subject they were looking for Thursday night following an incident in Stanton. Officials say they want to thank everyone who assisted with the efforts. Earlier, the sheriff's office had said via the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency that they were looking for 43-year-old Anthony Grimes. The man was wanted on several warrants and in connection with a family disturbance that took place on Thursday. Police in Council Bluffs say a Nebraska man was arrested Friday morning in connection with the theft of a car whose owner left the engine running to warm the vehicle up. 36-year-old Brian James Johnson of Omaha was apprehended following a short two-block foot pursuit that began as officers were questioning him about the incident. Johnson was arrested for theft in the second degree, possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, and eluding. The drug charge was added after officers found a quantity of meth in Johnson's possession. The incident leading up to his arrest began when authorities were notified at around 9:10 a.m. Friday that a Buick LeSabre reported stolen earlier in the morning had been located by the owner at the Days Inn parking lot at 3619 9th Avenue. GPS tracking allowed the victim to find her vehicle at the hotel. She met with law enforcement at the scene and identified the vehicle as being hers. The Council Bluffs Police Department wants to thank the citizen or citizens who assisted in locating and apprehending the suspect. The incident, they said, further highlights the dangers of leaving the keys in the ignition of your vehicle when warming it up on cold mornings. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 31-year-old Laurel Curtis McDonald of Exira was arrested Thursday on an outstanding warrant charging him with OWI first offense and three counts of child endangerment. The charges are the result of an investigation into an accident that occurred November 2nd on Littlefield Drive near Pheasant Avenue. McDonald was brought to the Audubon County Jail and released after appearing in front of a magistrate. His preliminary hearing was set for December 29th. Elsewhere in the news, according to the schedule released by the governor's office on Friday, Lieutenant Governor and soon-to-be Governor Kim Reynolds will be making a stop in Atlantic next week. Reynolds is scheduled to tour the Ann Wickman Child Development Center in Atlantic on Friday, December 16th, beginning at 10:15 a.m. The center is located at 703 Lynn Street in Atlantic. From here, Reynolds will head to Indianola to meet with Warren County Economic Development officials at 12:45 p.m. on Friday. Also in the news, a nonprofit traffic safety group is getting a $25,000 grant to launch a new initiative after a Southwest Iowa teen was hit and killed while jogging on a rural road east of Council Bluffs last year. Tom Everson is founder and executive director of the Omaha-based organization Keep Kids Alive, Drive 25. Everson said the effort is in memory of Tristan White of Trainer.
He was 14 years old. He was running with his wrestling team for practice in November of 2015 when he was struck, and he died as a result of his injuries from being hit by a driver of a pickup truck.
Everson is working with members of the Junior Optimist Club at the Trainer High School, and the students have helped to develop a course of action to remember Tristan.
His family connected with our mission. The mission of Keep Kids Alive Drive 25, succinctly put, is to help make streets safer for all who walk, cycle, play, drive, and ride. So essentially, that's all of us. We're concerned about traffic safety on and along roadways.
The traffic safety education campaign is being called A License to Drive, and it targets everyone. Pedestrians, cyclists, and others need to actively work to prevent themselves from becoming a hazard for motorists.
As a motorist, that includes paying attention to speed, putting our cell phones away, throwing them in the trunk if we need to, so we can concentrate on the task of driving, not following too close, observing stop signs and traffic signals, and, I mean, doing things the correct way.
The grant comes from State Farm, the largest auto insurer in Iowa and Nebraska. Everson founded Keep Kids Alive Drive 25 in 1998 as he and his wife were concerned about the safety of their kids, who ranged from age 4 to 10 at the time. He's since worked with more than 1,600 communities in the U.S., Canada, and Australia. In our funeral announcements, Brian Powell, age 48, of Des Moines and formerly of Menlo, died Monday. A memorial mass for Brian Powell will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Frieda Porter, age 100, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Frieda Porter will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Brian Swede Johnson, age 61, of Exira, died December 3rd at the VA Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Brian Swede Johnson will be today at 10:30 at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Rick Dean Gilson, age 58, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rick Gilson will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Charles Wyatt, age 62, of Walnut, died Monday. Funeral services for Charles Wyatt will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Daryl Adams, age 78, of Griswold, died December 4th at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial reception for Daryl Adams will be held Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Elliott Community Building. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Ronald Hill, age 64, of Omaha and formerly of Manning, died November 30th. Funeral services for Ronald Hill will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. J. Christopher Olson, age 72, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A memorial service for J. Christopher Olson will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Radine Martin, age 84, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Funeral services for Radine Martin will be Monday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Thelma Moore, age 90, of Carroll and formerly of Manning, died Tuesday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. Funeral services for Thelma Moore will be Monday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Robert Gokin, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Marnie, died December 5th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A Masonic service for Robert Gokin will be on Monday at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic beginning at 10:45, followed immediately by a funeral service. And James W. Kemp, age 94, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for James Kemp will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.